Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Independent Mouth. I am your host, Anthony, and today we have got one of those shows that is going to keep you on the edge of your seat, hopefully gets a few laughs out of you, and just a little bit more confirmation for those thoughts that you've already been thinking for quite some time. Now, before we get into any of that, we would like to, once again, throw a little shout out to Blinky Minky Blankets. If you guys want awesome blankets, handmade, custom made for you and your family to the dimensions of your choice with any type of pattern, any specialty, Michelle, the owner of Blinky Minky Blankets, will make it for you. Just go to blinkyminkyblankets.com and check it out. They're absolutely amazing. Next, if anybody is looking for a mortgage or a used vehicle, we have the connection now to Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Auto. So you can always message me if you're looking for a vehicle, if you're looking for a mortgage, and I will get you to the right individual that can help you immediately. Just send me a message and we'll take care of all the rest. All right, let's get into the podcast. Here we have got tons of news. Tons. And as you could tell already by the tone of my voice, I'm feeling better. The gym is working. It's also why I've been a little bit delayed. I have worked very hard at the gym, starting to slim out a little bit more, getting rid of all this pandemic weight that we had on here. And it just made me tired. Okay? So there's a little bit of delays. More new interviews are coming out. I'm in the process of cutting the videos. I am doing all this stuff on my own. And so it takes time. If anybody's ever done this, you know it takes time. So I do apologize for those if there's any delays on brand new stuff. But we've always got a new show for you. We've always got something for you. This show is not stagnant. I think that you guys know that. It's why the show has grown. Gosh, I'm so grateful for the fact that the show is growing. Jillian, Kelly, my homie, Debbie. Man, she's such a good friend and the things that she's done. We're also really grateful because Debbie got a little sick. She's doing great. She's doing better. And we're really extremely grateful for that because that could have turned really nasty. So once again, Debbie, when you do listen to the show, we all love you. We've all said nothing but prayers for you. And we just want to give that shout out on the show for her. And let her know of everything that's involved. But on to the other news. Like always, 65,000 Americans have reportedly joined Trump's class action lawsuit against big tech so far. The amended complaints were filed on Tuesday, according to the AFPI. So last Tuesday. And then we also have a statement from Donald Trump that came out, I believe, the 1st of August. Okay, which is today. The New York Times and others always insert a clause into their stories without evidence that the election was decided fraudulently. As usual, this is fake news, right? Without evidence. Just to be clear, like I know we've talked about this ad nauseum, but I think it's pretty funny, right? Like if you have to tell a story and you put without evidence, go put that on social media, right? You even have all these like independent little fact checkers. And by the way, the fact checkers, before I even get into the story, a story was released that the fact checkers group that was hired by Facebook is actually funded from those creating the vaccines. Go do the research yourself. You will find it. Yet, the media holds the fact checkers as if they are the de facto only place to get credible information. That's false. Let's get into the statement by Trump. There is a massive and unconditional evidence that the election was shattered with fraud and irregularities at a level that our country has never seen before. Much of it is already public, and a great deal more is coming out in the very near future. Every time you read a statement that there is no evidence of election fraud about the 2020 election scam, just attribute that statement to a crooked and collusive media. They work closely together with the radical left Democrats that will do anything to hide the real facts of this election fiasco. After seeing their irrefutable evidence from numerous states, others are talking about doing deep forensic audits. This election was a scam, and the lamestream media is doing everything in their power not to allow the people to see or read about what really took place. We no longer have a free and open media. They don't cover the truth, but the word is getting out stronger than ever before. Even the Justice Department has no interest in the crooked and corrupt 2020 presidential election. They are only interested in hurting those who want to reveal how totally dishonest it was. The Justice Department should be looking at the people who rigged the election, not the patriots of our country who are seeking to find how our nation was defrauded. We must also look to the future and fight for state legislatures to reform their elections so that this will never happen again. In the end, truth will win. Contribute to Save America and DonaldTrump.com in order to keep continuing this fight. It's a pretty powerful statement. It's a very powerful statement. Now, people could believe what they want. I know, Anthony, it's, you know, the election's gone. It's over with. It's been gone. It's done. What can happen now? Fraud vitiates everything. Fraud, if found, vitiates everything. It's also the first time in our history that we faced anything like this. The first time in history, ever. And then Kevin McCarthy's out there talking about the storm, smacking Pelosi with her own gavel. Twitter didn't like it. People in an uproar. It was a joke. So it's funny that the left can always say whatever they want. They can say the most heinous, disgusting, rude things, and it doesn't matter. It's okay. But you say one thing like, oh, Nancy's a very dishonest person, and they bring up a committee against you. Look what they've done to MGT. Look what they've done to Gates. You know what's really funny? The human trafficking allegations against Gates have gone nowhere. Nowhere. But yet, what are we doing now about it? Right? Those fell apart. But it was okay. Because if that came from an independent or that came from the right side against somebody in the left, what would have been done? Another impeachment? Another committee to look at to clear their name? Yet 74 plus million Americans voted for Trump, and somehow it's okay to not fight for that, but it's okay to try to protect AOC, which reminds me of the Shrek from Donkey, except Eddie Murphy was a lot funnier. If you literally put the picture of the donkey from Shrek and AOC together, it is a splitting image. It's perfect. It's as perfect as it gets. Now, if you hadn't seen that Project Veritas video where the guy, they were in Ohio, there was a black gentleman, he has a Black Lives Matter t-shirt on, and he says, can I please get a picture? And she's like, oh yeah, you know, awesome shirt, you're black, let me take a picture with you. And then he turns to her and he says, I drove an hour, I was so excited just to tell you I work for Project Veritas. Oh, and by the way, we did research and you really don't live in the Bronx. That was as savage as it gets. You watched her entire posse. Sorry, not supposed to use that word. Her entire security detail and marketers and public relation people and publicists all get in front of this gentleman and block her off. They can't answer a question. By the way, Raggedy Ann was out there spreading a lot of false truths. A lot of false truths. Raggedy Ann, she can make a boner go numb. Okay? She looks like Zuckerberg with a wig. That's it. I know you've seen that meme. I'm not telling you anything that you don't know. But that's what she looks like. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. But let's get into some other stuff here, because Facebook's going to be having a bunch of issues. We've seen this before, and a lot of people weren't paying attention. I mean, they know it, all right? There's so many people who don't even see my post, for God's sakes, and I'm out there all the time. But let's get into this. A top German court has ruled that Facebook acted illegally in taking down alleged racist posts and blocking the account of their author because the social network failed to inform the user or give a reason for shutting them down, and that's according to Reuters. Now, what you got to understand when it comes time to international, whether it's emails or it comes time to communications, they do have different guidelines and rules that they have to follow, period. Emails must be conducted differently. The way that you collect information, all of that stuff is done differently, and the rules are different than here in the United States. We should have more freedom here. We don't. They're actually stricter with the regulations for Facebook itself, whether it's platform versus publisher or not. Their rules are absolutely stricter there. But we've seen so much. I had a guy who literally, a friend, put a post out about sports and somehow it got slapped with a COVID fact check. Explain to me how that happens. Right? Now, we talked about all the election stuff, and Biden's Department of Justice just issued a warning about the state's performing election audits. Well, Merrick Garland, you closet homo. I know you're in there trying to throw a bunch of things around because why? You're still really salty that you're not on the Supreme Court. You're really salty that you're not on the Supreme Court. The best you could get is Attorney General. You know why? Because you're a fraud. You flip-flop worse than a soft penis in the water. Okay? That's what you do. It is exactly what you do. You are a leaky nipple. Very inconveniencing. But here's the deal with Merrick Garland. If you haven't noticed, he doesn't ever come out ahead of anything, and neither did Barr, guys. Let's call it what it is. Barr, man, God. Barr was an overweight doorman, period. That's what Bill Barr was. He wasn't a stealth bomber. I don't care what a lot of these people say. And by the way, you should hug your conspiracy theorist friend because they've been right the entire time. You know, there's a lot of those people out there that have been digging for this stuff for a long time and you just haven't paid attention to it. And now you're over there asking everybody else for help. The truth is, you should have helped them before. Ammunition shelves bare as U.S. gun sales continue to soar. According to the AP, 39% of households now own guns, an increase from 32% in 2016, according to Newsweek.com. Now, can those numbers be fudged? I actually think it might be a little bit more. I just don't think there's people actually talking about it, but I think the number actually from different research that I've been doing is around the 53 to 54%. So think about that now. It raised 7% according to their numbers in the last couple years. You have not been able to find ammunition on the West Coast, especially. It's gone. It is absolutely gone. But here's the other thing. U.S. ship attack from Iran. So we know that the Brits, we know that the Israel, we know that the U.S., they play around in all those seas all the time. And Iran actually attacked, if I'm not mistaken, an Israeli ship. A British ship was near it as well. And now it causes, right? So now you're sitting there saying, well, what do you mean? Check this out. Britain accuses Iran of the attack on an Israeli-managed oil tanker that killed a Brit and a Romanian after a briefing by Israeli IDF chief of the general staff. Israel to provide evidence Iran behind a deadly tanker attack, hints retaliation, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. Now, I would just say this, man. The fact that Israel's got the Iron Dome, Israel has been on target. If you remember Netanyahu, and once again, I am not partial to any one specific foreign leader. Actually, I don't trust the majority of them because here's the deal. Just like the United States, they are in it for themselves, period. But you remember when Netanyahu came out and said that Iran and North Korea, right, and started talking about all these different nuclear sites, and then Trump went in and just blasted the holy hell out of them? It's true. But nobody wants to really pay attention to that because you're not hearing about those things now. You're not hearing about all the protests. You have to look for that on your own. But I'm going to get into that in a little while. Hezbollah official Ali Barakat was killed at an armed ambush on a funeral procession in the coastal town of Kladi, Lebanon, according to the local media. Hezbollah official. Now, who would that be? Israel. That went after him. And why would that be taking place? Because Hezbollah hasn't respected Israel in forever. The insurgencies that have taken place to all of all these countries that we never hear any of this about, and people say, well, what the hell do you care? Remember what I said before? Not in my backyard. The more and more that you continue to have that mentality, the more and more you will continue to stay in the dark, and you will continue to not know anything that's going on. Because you haven't been paying attention to the fact that China's leading all the trade in 2021 and 2020 is what it absolutely brought on that change. Did you not think about that? So, I mean, I can go into that more, and I'm going to go into that more. Trust me. We've got enough. So we already talked about Facebook, and now we're going to talk about YouTube. YouTube has reportedly temporarily banned Sky News Australia from posting. The TV network, which usually uploads dozens of videos per day, hasn't uploaded anything for more than 2 days. Sky News Australia has issued a statement confirming the temporary suspension by the big tech giant. YouTube over COVID misinformation warns disturbing assault on freedom of thought. Platform versus publisher. Isn't YouTube technically the ultimate platform, even more so than social media? Right? So now the more and more that we continue to look at this platform versus publisher, which I have said for how long now? It's a long time. But didn't we just read that stuff from Germany and Facebook and the rules and regulations? Haven't we heard a ton from Section 230? Yeah, we have. I've been banned on YouTube. It's a 7-day ban. First time they do it, usually is 24 hours. It goes 3 days. It goes 7. And if you have multiple infractions, they're going to ban you for good. So I wonder what they said. Because it does happen pretty often. It's happening more and more. You don't even really have to say something specifically about it. Here's the deal. You want to get around any of that? Don't put your videos in a promotion. What do I mean by that? Don't make it a premiere. Don't make it where it's going live at that moment, because that's the only stuff that they actually watch, unless somebody goes on it and they report it. But that's how you get around it, if you want to know some of those secrets. Amazing what we've talked about with this real estate market for a long time. U.S. House adjourned for a 6-week August recess without passing an extension of the eviction moratorium, which expired this past Saturday, leaving millions of Americans at risk of losing their homes. Now, here is the points that I want to bring up on all of that, okay? Let me bring that up really quickly. If you think over the last year, okay? So here's the point I want to make. I even know people that spent $30,000 to $40,000 overpriced on their home. You're $30,000 to $40,000 underwater in that house on a market that is going to drop harder than an iron-filled poop in your toilet bowl. Okay? Oh, that's so gross. Don't give a shit. Ha! Pun intended. Here's the deal, okay? We have yet to even come close to encounter the hardships that took place in 2020 with the real estate markets. Now, for the simple fact that this moratorium will not be increased, how can you expect people to come up with $30,000 to $50,000 so they don't lose their home? Can you explain that one? Or are we just going for a huge bailout for infrastructure bills and everything else that comes along with it? Are we just going there? Yes or no? No? I'm inclined to think that we are. I'm inclined to think that they're going to try and do an entire bailout the same way in everything that happened in 2008. How can you continue to surge with banks actually funding people? It is predatory lending. You have more and more investors that are coming in with cash and purchasing neighborhoods, which means there will not be purchases in neighborhoods. There will be more rentals. What does that do to a neighborhood? Use your brain. We're talking about different infrastructure bills. We're talking about the repo, the federal repo being over $1 trillion. Do you not understand what that means? The dollar is going to plummet because of it. You can talk about tyrannical overthrows. You could talk about all that stuff all you want. Oh my God, when is Trump coming back in August? I figured someone would know. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't care. I want to talk about what's happening right now, what can happen, and how to look for it. Trump's going to do whatever the hell he wants to do. I have no control over that. What we do have control over is trying to fix this. Housing prices are soaring in areas that they should not be soaring, in states that they should not be soaring, and people are stuck paying through predatory lending $30,000, $40,000 over a home. The banks are going to finance it. Just imagine that I took $40,000 for you on this house. Now, you have 4 years before you can recoup any of that money back just with a standard deviation of $10,000 per year. Talk about it. Let's have the conversation. Anthony, you don't know what you're talking about. Then come argue it with me. Because if you're a real estate agent, the last thing you want to say is, oh no, the market's going to be in a bad place. Why? Because that damages your business. All you're doing is the same shit that all other people do in every other business to try to protect their income. I ain't listening to you. It's like all these do-it-yourself people that are on YouTube, they got a ton of money, and then they force other people to do it. Why? Because it adds so that they get more money. Why do you think crypto has surged? It's a melting pot. Put your money in the pot, you're going to make some money. Guess what? It doesn't always work like that. And most of the time, they're telling you to put your money in, so it increases their money at the expense of you losing your money. But you hadn't thought about that yet because most of you did lose your money. And I'm smiling at it. Not because you lost money. I'm smiling at it because I've been banging the drum for how long to tell you about it? And you continue doing it. It's fine. Yes, digital currency will be it, but it will not be cryptocurrency. Do you know the amount of money laundering and fraud that comes along with cryptocurrencies? Why don't you stop and think about that? You don't know. Why do you think the hackers are always asking for cryptocurrencies? Because they can wash it easier than the dollar. I haven't been saying that for months. Right? Maybe the show should just be called We Haven't Been Saying That. That should be the show. Cyber attack. Hackers shut down system for booking COVID vaccination shots in Italian region Lazio. That includes Rome. So another hack in another region asking for cryptocurrency. All right, let me explain also, too, what could also be happening with this. As nobody thought about this, because if you want to catch a thief, you must think like a thief. And if you want to infuse cryptocurrency throughout the entire world, you start making headlines in the news with people only accepting cryptocurrency. And then what happens? The sheep run to the slaughter. Everyone starts going, oh my God, cryptos. Oh my God, cryptos. And now they've got you controlled because guess what? The second you take all of your money out and then put it in that, if they want to lock it up, you are SOL times 1,000. I'm not saying don't invest in cryptocurrency and go make your own money. But go talk to any reputable banker, and they're still going to tell you tangible objects will always prevail. Explain to me one cryptocurrency that's tangible. Please do. As I sip my coffee with my pinky up in the air, please do tell me. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty here. We got some good stuff. I told you. And we'll pass around with some more of this information that we've gotten over the last couple weeks, because I've told you numerous times. Please just let me know. Go 48 hours, 48 hours, 48 hours. Just wait 48 hours. So much information has hit within 48 hours. Pfizer and Moderna ramp up COVID-19 vaccine prices in the European Union as demand increases for expected booster shots, generating billions of dollars more for the groups. But then we see thousands of protests in Berlin against COVID restrictions despite a ban by the authorities. The police try to regain control with punches, batons, and pepper spray. Isn't that lovely? It's happening in Italy. It's happening in Brazil. It's happening in France. It's happening in Germany. It's happening everywhere. Here, you want some proof about the France? Hundreds of thousands are taking to the streets in Paris. Nice. Montpellier, Nantes, Strasbourg, Reims, Toulouse, Marseille. Can't even sell them because I ain't French. You know what? Eat my balls. And many more cities across France to protest vaccine passports and mandatory vaccinations. People don't want to take it. Quick question. If you get the jab, why do I need it? Oh, here's a really, really damaging fact to the science. Let me help you out with this one, and I'll say it real slow. Did you know fire particles, smoke, is 4 times the size of COVID? Your mask, your face underwear doesn't stop the fire particles, doesn't stop that smoke. What makes you think it stops anything else? It doesn't. You've been played. Absolutely played. Because that is a scientific fact. So explain, please, do me a favor. Tell me your science. Tell me your science. And didn't we call this months into COVID when you're like, wait, this is getting really long? This is really, really long. The UK's health expert panel warns next COVID super mutant variant could kill up to 1 in 3 people, and the vaccine rollout may even speed up mutant strains emergence. That's according to the Daily Mail. Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So, actually taking the vaccine speeds up the variant. So, hold on. Let's use science. Let's roll this back, right? So, your vaccines that we don't want to take, that you're trying to force us to take, actually expedites a variant coming out where then you'll have to try and force a new vaccine and booster shots on people. No? Tell me where I got that wrong. I'll wait. Tell me where I got that wrong. I'll wait. Brazil's president is fighting hard as hell. He ain't down with the vaccines enforcing it. But the Philippines president can eat a bag of dicks. Duarte told unvaccinated people, for all I care, you can die anytime, as he continues his brutal threats against vaccine deniers, and that's Business Insider. Good. You're probably going to be popped sooner or later. Have no information on that. All I'm going to say is this. You continue doing that, dude. It's why your people are poor, and all your people keep wanting to come here, man. You haven't thought about that yet, have you? You're running a baby Cuba. Go talk to any Philippine. Why aren't they still there? Island's beautiful. They don't want to be there. Period. Nobody puts 2 and 2 together. It still equals 4 last time I checked. Hundreds of staffers at a pair of San Francisco hospitals have tested positive for COVID-19, the majority of whom were fully vaccinated but became infected with the Delta variant. So, real quick, why do I need to get it? Y'all are already getting sick anyway, right? So if I take it and I can get sick anyway, then why would I take the polio vaccine if I can get polio? Why would I take the chickenpox, the measles, the mumps, tuberculosis, Hep A, B, C? No? Ah, that makes sense. Science. I get it now. I get it now. If you can't manipulate the numbers, then you don't have an argument. Because if you just common sense, this equals this, that's not allowed anymore. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That's pretty interesting. So what you're telling me is, I'm not allowed to talk about the truth, I'll get blocked. But I could manipulate it and they'll let that through. Ah, I got it. I got it now. I got it. Okay, let's try this then. Let's try this then. So over the last 6-8 months, we've heard more and more stories coming out of people that actually got vaccinated that still got sick again. Wow. That's amazing. So scary. It's so scary. If it's so crazy, answer me this. Riddle me this, Batman. Why are so many nurses and frontline people being fired from their jobs or being transported or sectioned off into different spots if it was so rampant and so crazy? Why aren't they doubling up on hospital staff? Ah, because it's not. Why aren't there homeless people lining the streets just dead? Ah, why didn't they come to a resolution on the moratorium so that people won't be homeless if it's so dangerous? Ah, got it. Got it. Okay. Well, I'm glad that we got to play along with that, but here's the truth. And I want to give some of my own real and true thoughts here. I at no time declare myself a medical doctor, but here's what I can tell you through all of my stuff, because I am a game designer. I am a marketer. I have owned my own businesses. I've done pretty well surviving. You could say whatever you want about me, but one thing that you can't say about me is that I'm afraid. I'm not afraid. I have a mechanical heart valve. I'm not wearing a mask, and I didn't get the jab. So now what? I'm perfectly fine. I've been around thousands of people. I've been to all stores. I've been at all different times a day. I've shaken many a hands. So I bring this up. Why? Because I know a lot of people like that. I'm not getting sick, but quote-unquote, supposedly, somebody who has the vaccine is? Were they injected with it? That's interesting. So many people at hospitals, one of the reports that I did last week was showing that same people at the hospitals came in for other illnesses, died from other illnesses, but they told you COVID. Wait until you hear the real numbers that came out. And 45,000 people within 72 hours died from the vaccine. They told you 11,000. The numbers were off. They've been off. You're going to see that report come out, because not only was it reported via theirs, there's tons of people putting videos out there on TikTok and everywhere else. And it may be in the middle of the video, so that this way you have to watch it. And the second you watch it, bam, it's kind of like Momo. This is far from over. Now, I don't know if there's going to be a military revolution or what's going on and who's doing what and where it is and how it is and why it is. But I can tell you something really close here. If you honestly think in your heart of hearts that you're scared, I'm with you. I'm with you 1,000%. You know why? I'm scared for those kids who aren't going to have a normal childhood. I'm scared for those really old people who don't know what the truth is and they don't know which way to go. I'm scared for those people who are forced to take a vaccine that isn't actually really helping them. I'm scared for the people who can't make a decision, stand up for themselves because they get silenced and essentially get thrown into a cooker the same way that Nazis did to Jews back in World War II. It's a hypothetical. I'm not talking that somebody's going to actually throw them into an oven. but you get the point. The point is, the more that you try to silence, the louder everyone gets. If you haven't learned that by now, you'll never learn it. And if you're on the side of actually silencing people instead of allowing them to speak their own mind, you're not American. And I refuse to address you as you are. If you can't respect the fact that other people have views and you're allowed to say what you want and the other person could say what they want, you're not American. Get the fuck out. You don't belong here. And as far as the borders and everything else, if you think that it's not planned to allow people to come in here just to continue more spreads because they're unable to either handle it over there, so they're just dumping people in here like loaded bombs and Scud missiles going into each specific cities, good luck on that. You're also going to see that all those people who did lose their ass, according to COVID, are going to fight back 1,000 times harder. Why? Because if you thought reparations for black people was bad, wait until you see the Americans stand up for their freedom. That shit is going to be a show to watch. Those fireworks are going to be beautiful. And it's coming. So all I say here is, keep that love and hope in your heart. Continue to follow the show. Continue to stick by me. Give me all the information that you possibly can. And I'm going to tell you this. The amount of information that continues to leak out more and more, where people are saying, where's Durham? I don't care where Durham is. We all know the information. Keep speaking your mind. Keep pushing it out there. Keep sticking together. We're making moves. We're making waves. We are parting those seas of infidelity. I just want you guys to know that. Please know, good things are happening. I'm very positive. And I just want you to know how much I love you and how much how grateful I am for all those people who continue to follow the show. And it has been growing at a rate that I did not expect. And I need to get on the ball and get these shows out there because I know people really want them. And I do this for you. So for all those people out there, just know I love you with everything I got. Thank you so much for all your love and support. I am your host, Anthony, and you've been listening to The Independent Mouth. Get ready for the next show coming in the next 24 to 48 hours. Like, share, subscribe, get notified every time a new show comes out. I'm getting ready, putting together all the show notes for the next one already, so be prepared. The show's coming out, like I said, in the next 24 to 48 hours. Stay tuned. It's going to be another banger. Once again, folks, you've been listening to The Independent Mouth, and I am your host, Anthony. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you at the next show.